I don't need to own a home. I'm kind of a rent person. Investing in houses is a bad idea, etc. Do you guys think about owning homes?
I don't myself see as owning a home a viable or a fruitful investment right now.
Home is about anchor. There is an emotional joy of having your home. And it's a security that tomorrow if you come under the bus, your family doesn't have to worry about where do I go and stay.
Recalculating the EMI, it was not less than 1 lakh. I can't spend 1 lakh on an EMI today. It's just not possible.
The growth in India is going to happen in T2, T3 player towns because it's just not affordable over here.
Home ownership has become a pipe dream. Asim, Lewis, Ishan and Ashi, the next topic is one which is very talked about. And there was, I don't know whether you guys read the Bloom Ventures IPO report, Indus Valley report, right? Very interesting stat, right?
Yeah.
If you look at how Indian households allocate assets or allocate cash, it's 50 to 52% in property, 15 to 18% in gold, around 15% in bank deposits, 8 to 10% is others, and now there's a rising amount of equity which has gone from 2% 10 years back to 5%. That's usually where, and over the last 10 years, this hasn't changed much. Equity has gone from 2 to 5, bank deposits from 14 to 16, I think gold has come from 18 to 15, something like that, but nothing dramatically has changed. But property is still half the allocation of earnings, income in a household. Okay, if you're 25 years old in India, which I'm assuming you guys are in the ballpark of, how do you ever own your own home? Or do you guys think about owning homes? Do you advise your children or to your nephews and nieces on home ownership? Or is it not important at all? That's a topic for the next 30 minutes. Do you guys want to be homeowners in the next, let's say, 4 or 5 years?
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't know.
No. Because there's a division right here.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, go ahead.
There are two parts to it, how I look at it. One is the affordability lens of it, whether I can afford it or not. And the other is the choice part of it, whether I do want to own a home or not. And if I do, then it is mostly from an investment point of view rather than actually sticking to one particular geography. Because I value the flexibility of moving anywhere quite a lot. And sticking to one place, because if I buy a home, I'll give you an example. So even if I'm earning X, about 40 to 50% of my income would go in consumption. I'll have to spend the remaining entire 40 to 50% in the EMIs which I'll have to pay to buy a home. Then the remaining 0 to 10% which I have left is not enough for me to explore like what I want to do in life. So from that particular lens, it doesn't make sense for me to own a home in next 5 to 8 years at least. I want to see different things, different places. I want to be at different places so that I can be in different cultural settings with different people from different countries or cities. And that's why I don't myself see as owning a home a viable or a fruitful investment right now. I would rather park my money in something which is more liquid.
And how old are you, Ishan?
I'm 28.
28, okay. And why do you want to buy a home?
I'm 25.
You're 25?
Yeah. But see, I honestly thought of while I want to do all of that, I love traveling. I love meeting new people, going to new countries. But I think at the same time, I want one place to go back. And I think that if I see myself settling down in the next 2 to 3 years, I want a space that I can call my home and I don't have to, as tenants, and when you're in the corporate world, you just keep on shifting houses left, right and center. I've shifted like 3 houses in the last 3 years because your landlord will just increase your rent or you'll be kicked out of the house because the landlord decided to sell the house. But I think for me, I want a place to come back and a place that I can, I think it's an emotional reason only, that a place that I can decorate, I can, you know, I can think of spending my life here. And I want to start that today because I think that, I mean, if I know for a fact that this is the city I want to settle in, then why not start today and why delay it to the next 5-6 years is what my thought process.
I'm just going to get some data on this. Where, what are your hometowns, Ishan and Ashi?
I'm from Delhi.
You're from
Delhi.
Do you want to buy a home in Delhi?
Hopefully, yes, yeah.
Okay. But your place of work may or may not be Delhi. Or will you say your place of work will be Delhi eventually?
Not necessarily. Place of work may or may not be Delhi. But
want a home there.
Yeah.
What about you, Ishan? Where are you from?
I'm from Delhi. My parents still stay in Delhi, yes.
Okay.
Born and brought up in Delhi, yes.
Interesting. And long term, let's say 5 to 8 years, you don't want to buy. But let's say when you're 38, 10 years down the line, it's likely that you might have a family of your own. Your parents might be a little older, etc. At that time, are you thinking that even then I may or may not have, I'm okay to like live off of rent all the time because it gives me flexibility?
Yeah.
My kids might want to go to school in different places or my job might be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or have you not thought about it? It's too far ahead.
No, a little bit, yes. I mean, so I've been, given that we come from a very privileged and lucky background that my parents already own a home, right? So it's not that financial burden on my head, at least from a parental side.
Got it.
That I need to settle my parents somewhere because I've been very lucky that they're settled and now that you can go and live your life sort of a way. So in that sense, one part is done. On the other part, when I think of starting a family, let's say 10 years down the line, then is where if I have children and everything, that's when maybe I would have that urge to settle at one place. But who has seen that time? I don't see myself thinking so long from an investment perspective. Because I want to compound in a way that I can actually reap benefits quicker than those 10 years.
Gone.
If I buy a house today, it's not giving me that sort of return which I can utilize today to explore that 10 years time.
Understood. Now I'll get you guys it. Now it's very clear. And you have children of your own and, you know, employees who are much younger. And you've been in the finance space. You obviously do lending for a living. What do you guys think about home ownership and the two perspectives on the table for young people in India?
So in the US, there is now a concept called the boomerang generation.
The
boomerang generation.
Okay.
This is kids who left home and came back to live with the parents. And it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing that now almost a third of children are living with their parents because they cannot afford to buy a house. And this is growing. They're expecting it'll be 50%.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's a generation. It's called a boomerang generation. Because what has happened is that if you take a step back, there was a gentleman, a Fed chief called Ben Bernanke.
Correct.
When he came onto the scene, he said Milton, Friedman, all need to be retired, Keynes, and came up with a concept of modern monetary theory, which basically said that if the bucket has a leak, keep pouring water. Simple. That's what modern monetary theory is. So we kept printing money. US has now reached a $35 trillion deficit. And what the US does, the entire world does. So every country in the world has been just cranking up the factories. And you have got deficits rising. What this has done is that it has inflated assets across the world. So all real assets and even unreal assets like crypto have inflated. What you're seeing in the stock market is nothing but inflation, which is a different kind. Earlier, inflation happened only in goods and services. This is a different kind. It's an asset inflation.
It's because of printing of money?
Printing of money. See, I mean, today, look at India. Our M3 growth is 13.5%. Your GDP growth is not 13.5%. So what is happening? We are printing more than what your GDP growth is, which means that money is losing value. The same dollar, same rupee is not going to buy you as much as it bought. In US today, people are complaining of the price of eggs.
Yes. Yeah.
So the whole world is now in a very different scenario. So now it's real that real estate belongs to the older generation, unfortunately. And the younger generation now, affordability itself is now come into question. Choice we come to later. Affordability itself has come under question. Now you look at my, you know, case too as a case in point. When I joined HDFC Bank, my salary was 1,89,000. I'm rounding off it to the nearest 1,000. 1,89,000 rupees per annum. But at that point of time, I could buy a house in Goregaon for 21 lakh rupees. Roughly 10 times my salary, you know, affordable, you know, possible. And I went ahead and bought a house.
As a young 24
year old. As a young boy, I could do that. Today, the teller in a bank gets about 3 lakh rupees salary. So first of all, it's gone up only from 189 to 3.
Yeah.
You know, in 20.
In real terms.
5 years, in real terms. Find me a house in 60 lakhs. I'm saying 20 times. Forget 10 times. That's not possible. So what has happened? What has happened is that the home loan tenure has gone up from 10 years to 20 years to 30 years. Because effectively, you are just trying to fit the EMI in somehow to the income that the person has. Now, when you take a 30-year variable home loan and then you have got interest rate changes that happen, which will be adjusted, you may end up with a 40-year tenure in the end. So instead of a house, you're going to will a loan, to your next generation. So one, affordability itself is now come under serious question. The other side of it is that 60% of your earnings will go in paying rents if you're living in a metro. 50 to 60% of your earnings will go there. Now, you can choose to make it EMI or this. That's a personal choice of whether you want to settle down, because home is about anchor. It's an anchor. You know, if you've dropped anchor, you should buy a home, in my opinion. But if you are still in a phase of life where you want to explore, you may be going to other countries, other cities, then obviously, no, home, you know, shouldn't be bought. But you shouldn't forget that home is a way Indians save, because income leads to expenditure. Income doesn't lead to wealth. The only way you create wealth is with assets, and home and gold are the only two assets that most Indians have built over lifetimes, and they have been of good value to them.
Now, when this conversation started off, I was thinking about my own behavior. I lived in rented or company provided houses till I was 40, 43. And then we bought our own place, we moved into our own place. Till then, it was always something rented. My parents, my dad was in a job which gave housing. So he, first time he lived in a house of his own was after he retired, except that he was a kid. Lived in rented house sort of. So we just used to being in different places and traveling all over. And similarly, my father-in-law was in the army. So every 3 years they moved. So the joke was that my wife and her sister said, we'll never marry someone in the army, the armed forces, because you move house every 3 years. And she ended up marrying me. And I stayed in Mumbai for the last so many years. But in those 20 odd years that we were together before 12 years before we bought this place, we moved house about 5 times a year. So whether you moved a city, the work involved was the same here. Sometimes moving to the next road here. Yeah. But the fact is that, so we never felt the need to do it. But there was this thing, you needed that security of a house. So the first place we bought was in Bangalore. Why Bangalore and not Mumbai? Because it was not affordable in Mumbai. Yeah? So actually, let me backtrack a bit.
How long back was that?
Well, this would have been in 92 or so. I mean, I had a 3 lakh loan. I can't even remember what the amount was. So I bought it in Bangalore.
Okay.
I bought a nice sort of apartment over there. I still go back to when I was studying in Chicago and you know, coming back to Citibank over here. I used to live on Altamont Road. My dad was working over there and he had this lovely huge house on Altamont Road. I asked the guy who was recruiting me, like, where would I be staying? Where's Citibank going to give me a place? He said, in Bandra. I said, I'm not coming back to India. He said, why? I said, I can't live in Bandra. I'm a townie. Simple. So to me, that was my perspective. And it's a separate fact that I came back in 89 and then there's already 35 years I've lived, except for 2 years, I've lived in Bandra only. So I just like the place. But the point is that specifically, now, if I wanted to buy a house or live in Altamont Road when I was under 30 at that time, it was not possible. So keep that in perspective also. So today, if you're living in Bandra, your parents live in Bandra and you want to buy a house in Bandra, no, it's not possible. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, that's reality. Yeah. I couldn't do that 30 years ago, 35 years ago. So then the second place I bought was also in Bangalore. The third place I bought, and I just sold that place because we said we're never going to live over there. Why are we having all these places? Then we have this place in Mumbai. And now today, the place I live in today, I talk about asset, I wouldn't be able to afford it today because the way asset inflation is gone. But the other interesting point was, you talked about referred to the Bloom report about 50% goes into housing and people look at housing and gold as assets. Actually, you know, I would believe that investing in equities makes a lot more sense as you're saving. And you can always buy a house later. Now, I don't know whether the math works out that way, but I presume that appreciation would be more in equities than in real estate because it's a basket as opposed to just one. Now, we were lucky that we both sort of came rich out of HDFC bankers, you know, it's very concentrated portfolio. But equity by definition, you know, generate a lot more. And I've seen that with our kids also. They don't want to buy a house. Maybe they'll have someone who'll have a house or whatever. Who knows? Yeah. But that need which we grew up in, I don't think is necessary today. And I was reflecting on my own baby. I didn't live in my own house till I was, I think, 40, 43 or something.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And does it worry you guys? Does it worry you, Arshi, I think?
Honestly, I don't think that I can afford my dream house today. It's not possible. If take any typical 20, 25-year-old who has done their bachelor's, done their master's, is getting out of their MBA with a 25 to 30 lakh package, which means that they have about 1.5 lakh in a hand. Now, if you're earning 1 lakh, my dream house, let's say, and for anyone, would be in a good area in Bombay, would be like at least a 2 BHK, if not bigger than that. And that would not be less than, I was actually calculating the EMI, it was not less than 1 lakh. So I can't spend 1 lakh on an EMI today. It's just not possible, which is very scary, because if this is something that, and at the same time, rentals have gone crazy in Bombay. It is a pain. So you are stuck. You can't make a choice at this point. You're just stuck with this option that you have. You will have to keep paying.
One part is, by the time you reach an income that will justify this EMI, we want a 3 BHK.
Yes. And the prices would have gone up 2x.
So the as Javed Akhtar once famously said, Bombay mein bas ek hi baat ka gham hai, har ek ke paas ek kamra kam hai.
But does that now leave an option? And I spoke to Amit and Anurag, the founder at Kardeg, who built on their company in Jaipur. Hmm. And they said, boss, the only answer is to decongest our cities. Decongest our cities.
Absolutely.
We have to live in Jaipur and Pune and Lucknow and Indore and Coimbatore for the world. And we have to start creating, entrepreneurs have to start creating enterprises there. But would you guys move to like a Jaipur to join Kardeg, let's say at same salary? Or let's say 20% cut from your Bombay salary?
As of today, maybe not.
Maybe not. So I see it, the answer is no, for sure. But I see it in a very different lens. So let's say if it's the beginning of the future, then maybe yes. So let's say, for example, if you take China, they tried to build multiple metros outside of their own 7-8 to develop the whole country going in. So if we want to do that in India, then we need those cities to be rebuilt for the future so that the concentration of population goes away from the main 5-6 metros in India and towards Indore or Lucknow or whatever cities you talked about. So if that is the proposition which I'm being sold to, then yes, maybe that the development in these cities will be such that the infrastructure will be at a level which is better than metros currently. The
tier 2 is better than metros in my view. Traffic, roads, airport, railway,
yeah,
hospital, schools. These six things in non-metro India is better than metro India in my view, frankly. The reason we don't move is because it's not cool to move, to not be in Bombay. That's my view.
See, so I look back at me. I live in a town. I came to Bandra. To me, that was a Newton. but the fact is that I enjoyed it. So, and I was forced to do it because I couldn't.
We can only dream of staying in Bandra.
It's also with perspective. Yeah. To me, coming to Bandra was actually going to sort of, Lonavala, that much of a thinking I had to do before I went to Bandra when I lived in town here. Yeah. But it's all in my head. You realize how stupid my head was. Yeah. When I moved to Bandra, I sort of didn't want to go back with it because I was happy being over here. But why did I move there? I moved there because I couldn't live in town. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. Yeah. I couldn't. I didn't have the money to be able to afford to live in town. I lived over there and I was content. Similarly, the growth in India is going to happen in T2, T3 player towns because it's just not affordable over here. And the fact is that even in Mumbai, you will have to keep spreading out to Navi Mumbai and all these other places. And people will have to learn to commute. I was commuting for the first time in my life and I was miserable. But I carried on commuting by train even when I was at IDFC Private Equity because it was the fastest way to travel. Or you don't want to travel by train. You don't want to travel, so you want to live in town. You're just making yourself miserable. How do you be content in what you have here?
Azim, what's your view? Like, do you think entrepreneurs like us should set up shop in...
When businesses are set up, they are set up with an objective of what works for the business or for the founder. So you will not really go and set it up in a third city unless there is a compelling reason to do it. So if you are from today, if you are living in any of the larger cities, but not necessarily the metros, can you start a business from there? Of course you can. There have been many examples of very successful businesses that have got built out. But going from a larger city to a smaller city is always a very difficult to do. You do that only if there is a very, very compelling reason which could be either cost or it could be a family now. If you look at Bangalore, for example, it was once a small city.
Exactly. I'm going to come back to that.
If you look at Pune,
classic example.
Pune was a retired people's city. Now, both the cities grew, but we couldn't manage the growth, you know, so we made a mess of both of them. But otherwise, Bangalore is a classic example of some people moving because there is talent, because there is affordable availability of infrastructure, you know, in terms of property, you know, etc. And because that became a congregation of high talent. So the logic, and if you create something good, people will move.
By the way, to your example, even when you're making 4 lakhs a month and when you're making 6 lakhs a month, the argument is exactly the same. He's absolutely right. That 6 lakh, mein yaar, mera to rent itna hai, mera EMI itna hoga, I will not have. So income will not define. And then when you're earning that amount of money, your dream home will also be very different from what it is right now. What you buy right now, this 2 BHK in Banda that you want to buy, will not be satisfactory when you're 30 years old.
Yeah.
And what you want to buy then is over. So maybe the way to think about this has to be a little different.
See, what has happened is that Bretton Woods, you know, now has run its life. So now, see, after the Second World War, there was a Bretton Woods agreement where US dollar depegged itself from gold and became de facto the currency of the world. And now US dollar, it's independent of any underlying reality. They can print whatever they want. And the rest of the world, you know, also did the same in various ways. So currency is losing value much faster than what you and I today realize. Yeah. So in a rising inflationary situation, real estate and gold will still give you a much better growth in the long run. So today, if you think you can't afford it, tomorrow, you will more be unable to afford it. For you to generate enough income to keep pace with real estate prices is not going to be easy. Yeah.
So then Asim, would you therefore say, if you need to buy a place now, buy it in a place which is affordable because you can always move there later.
Yes.
That's the thing. Okay. So like Andheri film, now all my daughter's friends are all moving to there and they all, you know, initially hate it with a mental block Andheri. It was my mental block with a Bandra. But they all now realize once they're over there, the blasted metro is working, the job is 20 minutes to your work. And it's a great place to be in there. And all the young people are hanging around over there. It'll become the next hub.
So I came from a philosophy that I will not work for the landlord. Yeah. So I've never lived in a rented accommodation. I bought my own house in Goregaon when I could afford Goregaon. Then I moved to Khar when I could afford Khar. Now I'm in Prabhadevi. I've still not got to Altamount Road. One day.
There's a slight tall building, you know, available.
Oh, brilliant.
But buying these houses is more of an emotional decision for you, or is it more of just the appreciation and rental yield part of things? Because I'm assuming that you're buying house and then you're planning to stay there for long.
I'll answer this before Asim does, because frankly, I've just recently bought a house. I was used to think exactly like you.
Yeah.
But I've recently, I realized that I don't want to think of a house as an investment anymore. It will be a cost. And if it's a cost, it has to be my own. And I'm not going to be able, I'm not able to justify the kind of rents I pay at all.
Yeah.
Not able to do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, boss, no, this has to be my own. So maybe it's the age thing. I'm 38 now, so maybe 10 years older than what you are. So yeah. But I'll let
us. There are several young people who will have this argument. Find me somebody older who still has the same argument.
Okay.
So you're probably, you know, a bit time, your views will change. And you may, you know, then realize that now you think differently and that maybe you need something like that. So there's no right or wrong, but generally with time, do you look for... it's also the joy. There is an emotional joy of having your home. There is an emotional joy of having your home, you know, and it's a security that tomorrow, if you come under the bus, I mean, we are all living different lives. You come under the bus, your family doesn't have to worry about where they need to, you know,
live.
Yeah. The first question shouldn't be what happens to this house and where do I go and stay.
Yeah.
So there is also, now what value will you put to this safety?
Otherwise, I think if you do the mathematical rent versus buy analysis, you would probably end up saying that, you know, renting may be better in the long term.
No, but EMI wins, so current house I live is. But it's that comfort that you have that, you know, if the proverbial bus hits, where does your family stay? But the other day, I met this lady who is a lawyer working in BKC. She lives in Mud Island. One of her commute is by boat.
Yeah.
She lives on the beach and she's so content. I mean, look, now I would never have thought so far away.
Yeah.
But it takes her 40 minutes. Her commute is only 40 minutes, including going by boat.
But the kind of house I live in right now, my EMI, if I were to own that house, me 3 or 4 times my rent.
Yeah.
And that's the case in most metros in India. Mm. So it will never, mathematically, you will never justify it. That's why these questions become important, right? What value do you associate with safety? And then hence, maybe if it's going to get harder and harder, then maybe it makes sense to buy and then flip and then buy and then flip. I think our younger people, that's probably, I didn't do it. Yeah. But if I were your age, I would probably do that today. Amazing. Aseem, Lewis, Ishan and Arshi, thank you so much for spending time on two amazing topics with us. Yeah. I hope you guys had fun though.
Yep.
Right. Very fun.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.